see great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
Live from the multi-billion dollar Sports Byline Studios of City by the Bay, it's Taco Man Radio. Hour number two, folks, as we expand on the Sports Byline broadcast. Now, of course, we'll cover March Madness in depth with the betting expert that he is, and talk about the man that plays by Jay, Mr. Charles Jay. We'll talk with Charles about 40 minutes past Sarah. We'll continue our look at Willie Mays, the greatest of all time, number 24 with the SF Giants. Of course, he went on to play for the New York Mets after the Giants traded him in 1972. I think he played for about a year and a half. But the bottom line is, Willie Mays, wow, the greatest player of all time. And you'll hear from Willie, you'll hear from some of the people that think, some of the great boxing icon, I mean, baseball iconic figures. I'm talking about the people that you know baseball down to its core. They'll tell you that Mays, pound for pound, was the greatest player of all time. Our text line is hot and happening. The text number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. March Madness, Willie Mays, open phone lines. You got it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Channel 203, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces Network.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
To me, the greatest all-around player, I say all-around player that I have seen, is Willie Mays.
And Mays is the best player that I've ever seen.
I rate Mays as the best all-around player I ever saw.
Willie Mays, the best player that I've ever seen, I think, or broadcast for you. All around, no question in my mind. And I was fortunate enough to be with the Giants when Willie Mays broke in. He came up from Minneapolis, been hitting, I think, about 476 there. They brought him into Shive Park in Philadelphia. He began to take batting practice. We were all standing around, and it didn't take a genius to know that Willie Mays was going to be a great ball player.
Willie also had another factor that a lot of people may not remember, leadership. Willie was a very good student of the game of baseball. He could also steal bases. Vinegar Ben Mizell, who later became Congressman Mizell, was an outstanding pitcher and a lefty. And yet Willie studied him so carefully and knew him so well that he could walk to second base on Mizell. It was kind of sad to watch the way that Willie handled Vinegar Ben Mizell.
He did start out rather slowly. He went 0 for the first 12. And then he got a base hit. And then he went 0 for another 12. Then they came back to the Polo Grounds, and Willie had a home run off Warren Spahn. And from then on, he was pretty much on his way. But Leo DeRocha called him in after he had slumped there in the early going and told him, said, "Don't worry about it, Willie. No matter what happens, you're going to be my center fielder. So just relax and play your game."
Who was any better defensively in center field than Willie Mays? Nobody. He could go back on a ball. He could charge a ball. He came into Fenway Park here in 52 or 3 for an exhibition game for the Jimmy Fund. He and Pearsall had a throwing contest, and Pearsall hurt his arm for the rest of his career in that exhibition game. This guy had an arm. Boy, I mean, he had a rifle for arm. He was very accurate. You didn't take an extra base on Willie Mays.
Willie Mays made some great catches, and I think the one that Willie thinks is the greatest he ever made. In fact, he told me that he thought so. And it happened in Pittsburgh in the early 1950s when I was broadcasting for the Giants. Rocky Nelson, a left-hand hitter, hit a line drive to left center field. Willie was playing center field. He saw he couldn't get it with his glove, so he reached out and caught that hard line drive with his bare hand. And he came into the dugout, and being a rookie, he got a little cold shoulder from his teammates who were kidding him about it. And he couldn't understand why nobody was giving him the applause and the adulation that this sensational circus catch deserved. So finally, he was beside himself, and he walked over to the end of the dugout to Leo DeRocher's manager. And in that high, squeaky voice, he said, Leo, he said, "Didn't you see that? I just made a great catch." And Leo paused a little bit, and he looked up and he said, "Willie, I didn't see it. Go out and do it again next inning."
Mays was just a tremendous player. He turned the World Series in 1954 around with one catch.
Well, Russ Hodges and I did that World Series together for NBC, and I happened to be on mic when Mays hit that ball. The pitcher was a little lefty from Mount Carmel, Illinois, named Don Little. And the batter, of course, was Vic Wirtz. Let's hit. It's deep. It's way deep out there. It's going to go. It's way out there. Mays is on his bicycle, but he caught it. I called it an optical illusion. I said, I don't believe he really caught it. I think I imagined it. But Mays, I'll tell you something, he caught up with that ball somehow, just somehow. That had to go in the books, and I guess is still considered the number one catch in World Series history.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Wow, Willie Mays, what can I say? From 1951, of course, until 1957, he was with the New York Giants. But 1952 and 53, he took basically the United States Army drafted him. He had to go and fight in the Korean War. I don't think he fought in the Korean War. As far as like one of those guys, you know, went around and signed baseball things they have for the government. But bottom line is, he was stationed and playing baseball at Fort Ewell's, Virginia for the Army. I kid you not, he was playing baseball for the Army. So he came back in 1954. He hit 345 with 41 home runs. Oh, my God. Was the MVP, and of course, for the first time and straight up, he was the Hickok Belt Top Professional Athlete of the Year. He was also selected for an All-Star for the first time of 19 consecutive seasons, 20 in total. Wow. And replaced Jackie Robinson at left field during the fourth inning of the All-Star game. So the bottom line was 1954 was a huge year, of course, for Willie Mays. And, you know, you got to give Willie some props because he broke a lot of color barriers. He really did. But then again, when he came out here to San Francisco, the color barriers that he broke, he sort of like put into place himself because, you know, when the Giants had one of the best teams of all time, I'm talking about, you know, the Alou brothers and Orlando Cepeda went on to later win the MVP in 1965 or 66 after the Giants traded him. They made all these Latino trades, Jose Pagan. No, not the guy that's playing now. He isn't related to the guy that's playing now, but Jose Pagan was also part of that Giants Latino back in the day, and they got rid of all these Latino guys, and according to Vida Blue, the Hall of Fame pitcher, of course, both with the Giants and the A's, won Cy Young Awards in both leagues. He told me that the reason why all those Latinos were traded away was that Willie Mays was a bit of a racist, and he didn't want Latinos in the clubhouse unless they wanted to kiss his ass. And of course, you know, a lot of those guys weren't of the ass-kissing type. Some were, some weren't. Maréchal wasn't, but I got news for you. Maréchal didn't have to kiss any ass. Of course, I'm talking to the Dominican Dandy, probably the pound-for-pound, maybe second or third greatest pitcher of all time. But back to Willie Mays. From 1958 to 1972, he was here in the city by the bay. I got to watch a lot of those years at Candlestick Park, and I got to watch and listen to a lot of them on the radio with Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons calling the games. And, you know, there was late-night games when we'd look at the ballpark out the window and see the lights of Candlestick Park, and we hear Willie Mays come up to bat, you know, and you can almost hear the crowd cheering from 2 or 3 miles away. That's how baseball was a big part of our life back in the 60s and 1970s. Of course, that's when Willie Mays was rocking and rolling. Then in 1972, the Giants traded him to where else? Back to New York, the New York Mets. Of course, that was sort of cool. He started off with New York. He would finish with New York. And, of course, the big problem when he played New York was when he rounded that base and fell over third base and fell on his face and didn't look so good. And everybody said, you should have got out. You should have got out. You should have got out a long time ago. You're embarrassing yourself. Well, Willie Mays never embarrassed himself. Okay, pound for pound, the best baseball player of all time. And the two encounters, think about it, the three encounters I've had with him in my life personally. The first one wasn't pleasant. He wouldn't sign an autograph. He was sitting on the bullpen bench out there at Candlestick Park, and I could see why, because if he'd signed my autograph, he'd had to sign about 15,000 others. This was during a game. And another two times when I ran into him in the elevator, both at Candlestick and then again at AT&T Park, both different ballparks, he was really cool. It was, how are you? This? And I said, you remember me? I used to fight this. Oh, yeah. You know, he played like he knew me and that kind of stuff. So he was a friendly guy. There's no doubt about it. But he had his problems, and part of those problems were trading away the great Orlando Cepeda. Orlando Cepeda went. Gaylord Perry went. The Giants made a lot of bad trades. But trading Cepeda, who went off to win the MVP that year for the St. Louis Cardinals, was the biggest mistake probably in Giants history. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The text line is hot and happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll dabble a little bit more with Willie Mays. And, of course, at 40 minutes past the hour, we're bringing the great Charles J. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging a bad one. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Knew you'd be a vision in white. How to get your pants so tight. Don't know what you're doing, but you must be living right. Yeah!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Yeah, that's you, man.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
You're tuned to Sports Byline. Of course, my name is Johnny Taco. This is the Taco Man Show. Taco Man, of course, airs each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time for 2 hours, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time, live on Sunday. Straight up, we do this, of course, each and every Saturday night, right here from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Now, before we get to our next Willie Mays clip, I do want to thank the talent. It was in the Voices of Summer in that last clip. Mel Allen, Red Barber, the great Jack Buck, Ernie Harwell, Larry King. Yeah, Larry King was in there as well. Of course, the producer was Kevin Bender. Now, speaking of Willie Mays, there's no greater player of all time. And I'm telling you, you don't need any Viagra to watch Willie Mays play baseball. He was the real deal. Check him out.
Welcome to Rolling to the Reels, a look into the film and video archive of the Baseball Hall of Fame Museum. We have thousands of hours of film, video, and audio recordings, and we want to share some of those highlights with you. You're going to see some vintage interviews and footage from Hall of Famers, some of your favorite players, fans, and anyone associated with the game. So sit back and take a look at baseball's history.
Well, we're here today with legendary Willie Mays, and we want to thank you for stopping in today.
Okay.
And let's start growing up in Alabama. Who were the baseball players that you admired as a youngster?
Well, first of all, in my hometown, we only had like 5,000 people there. And my three big guys when I was coming along was like Stan Musial, Ted Williams, and Joe DiMaggio. And the reason I think I picked those three is because in the paper every Sunday when we got the big newspaper, those guys was there, and I said to myself, I want to be like those guys. And then when Jackie came along in 47, I picked Jackie because I felt that I could get in the majors, because now he's in there, just a matter of time. So those four guys, I was in my mind all the time.
After spending time in the minor leagues, you struggled at the start of your major league career. How did you overcome that?
But when I came to the major, it was a different story. The guys in each position was very good. I didn't actually fit in right away because I guess I was nervous and I didn't hit that well. Three games that I played, and but I played good defense. And the key to for me hitting, I think, was Leo DeRocher. He came to me and said to me a few words: "You'll be my center fielder regardless of what you do. You don't have to hit. Just enjoy the game." And I went back having fun, and right away I hit a home run off of one spun the next day, and I just moved forward from after that.
In 1951, the Dodgers and the Giants finished tied at the end of the regular season, and which obviously set the stage for the memorable three-game playoff. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your thoughts watching Bobby Thompson from the on-deck circle during that game.
This was 1951 now?
Yes.
1951, when Bobby hit the home run, it wasn't a hard-hit home run. They always talk about, he's still in signs and different things like that, and I didn't understand all that when I first came along. I wish I'd have known about it, because instead of hitting 274, I think I would hit close to 300, because I was hitting 296 my last 3 weeks of the season. But when Bobby hit the home run, I was so shocked that I was the last guy to get to home plate, and I'm on deck now. And the Polo Grounds was a big ballpark, so I didn't realize what happened until all the guys started running on to the home plate. And if you ever look at a film, you'll see me finally coming into the framework there. And I just was in kind of shock then. Yeah.
You mentioned the Polo Grounds being such a big place. Mm-hmm. Was it a difficult place to learn to play center field, since center field was so deep?
You don't play the ballparks. You play the hitters. I did. You take a guy like Richie Ashburn. When he was hitting, he never hit home runs. He would hit line drives. So I would play him right behind second base. So if he hits the ball over my head, he gets a home run. But I caught, I would say, 8 or 9 balls that he would hit line drives. And he would cuss me all the time because I never would play deep on him. And he was a tremendous hitter. But I think that you don't worry about the ballparks. You play the hitters and you play the pitchers. And long the pitcher understand how you're playing, you can catch a lot of balls out there. The ballpark is not a problem. I like the Polo Grounds. I like to play deep.
Speaking of catches, the catch in 1954, Vic Wirtz's catch. What are some of your thoughts of that moment?
Well, people talk about the catch, and I don't understand why, because I did many things other than just catch a ball. But when you find something like that in the World Series, we won 4 games that year, and they had to pick a highlight, and they picked, I guess, that one for the highlight. But when the ball was hit, in my mind, as I'm running, I had I felt I was going to catch the ball without any problem. But trying to get the ball back into the infield was the big problem, because I'm running full speed going against the wall, and I had to stop very quickly. If you ever see the film again, you look at the film, as I catch the ball, very quickly I turn, and I did a pyramid and threw the ball back into the infield. And that, to me, was the key to the whole catch. And a lot of people say, well, you had to catch the ball before you can throw it. True enough, but In my mind, I had the ball all the way.
Speaking of kids, some of the most memorable photos and video of you is from the days you played stickball with kids in the city. What do you remember from those days?
Boy, I remember 9 o'clock in the morning. They would knock on my window and say, it's time. I'll be eating breakfast. They would knock on it, and the window says, come out. And I also remember that we had no losers. It was, in stickball, you do have losers, but in my games, that was no loser because I would have like 10 or 12 kids, and we all would go have ice cream when, as soon as we get through playing. I would do two things. I would play in the morning before I went to the game. Then afternoon, when I would come in from, the, say, a day game, I would play with them about maybe an hour and a half, and they got used to that. And what's unusual, about 3 years ago, a guy came up to me while I work in Atlantic City and says, I'm one of those kids that play stickball with you. And I didn't know who the kid was, and I had to go with him because he knew all the things that I've done. And he lived across the street from me, so it gets rewarded somewhere along the line because of all the good things that happen to you. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be a member of the Hall of Fame?
When I was 10, and you asked me a question, who was your favorite players at the time, all those guys that we talk about are Hall of Fame guys. And I said one day I would be there. Not knowing what, you know, what it stands for, it's just that the Hall of Fame is something that you play baseball for. You start off playing, and you say to yourself, if you get into the Hall of Fame, you got good numbers. Now, there may be some guys in there that, you know, backed in a little bit, may not have the greatest numbers, but they are Hall of Famers in their rights. But to me, to be a part of the Hall of Fame and be a part of all the guys that come through is tremendous. You got great ball players there, and you got great people there, and I think in the last 5 years, the Hall of Fame have came alive. They understand that the players have rights. And I said, when I said rights, is that when they go up there, they are treated nice. And I saw that in the last three or four times that I went there. So I think it's a thing that when you go to the Hall of Fame, you understand they give you options now. Like before, they didn't let you sign autographs at different places. Now the Hall of Fame says, hey, if you're able to make a dollar, go ahead and do it. And I think that's a good sign of everybody's growing up. Everybody's not saying, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's just a wonderful feeling to go back and enjoy what is there for the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is about people. It's about players. It's not about the people that run the Hall of Fame. It's about who do you bring in, how many people you can get back every year, and make sure that they're, you know, taken care of.
Looking back at Willie Mays, his father, Cat Mays, was a talented baseball player for the Negro League, and of course, he worked in a local iron plant. His mother, Annie Satterwhite, was a gifted basketball and track star in high school, but they never married each other. Willie Mays was raised by his aunt, I believe, and the bottom line is Willie is the god. The bottom line is greatest baseball player of all time. Of course, in 1951, they played in the World Series, the first all-black outfield. Him, Hank Thompson, the Hall of Famer, Monty Irvin. Basically, his Hall of Fame stats came from the Negro League, but that was the first all-black outfield. Lifetime batting average, what, 302, 3,283 hits, 660 home runs. And he played baseball in a park, folks, I kid you not, in which the wind blew balls in from left field. The wind was so bad out there, I believe in my heart that Willie Mays hit well over 800 home runs, but he played in Candlestick Park, and that's why he never got them. I kid you not. That's how bad the wind was out there. They moved from that ballpark. They left that area because of the wind. They finally left. The wind was so bad, they said, we're out of here. They went downtown near the waterfront. I kid you not. But the bottom line is Candlestick Park is what I think kept Willie Mays from winning the all-time home run leader. Of course, Barry Bonds, the Mr. Home Run himself. The bottom line is this has been Sports Byline. We've got open phone lines around the planet. Charles Day will join me in just a minute. In fact, you know what? Let's not talk with Charles Day. I'll talk with Charles Day. You can text me if you want. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1,903 RBI, 338. Wow, 338 stolen bases. Look at 24-time All-Star World Series champion, 1954, two-time National League Most Valuable Player, 54-65, National League Rookie of the Year, 1951. Holy cow. Can I say any more about the great Willie Mays? No. He is the greatest player of all time, bar none. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Next up, the J-Man, Charles J, talking March Madness on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
Invest in some fun this season with this deal from Paintball Tickets. With the largest network of paintball fields in North America, Paintball Tickets is committed to bringing you high-intensity fun for a fraction of the cost. With the purchase of your paintball tickets, you'll receive free admission and equipment rentals to some of the most played-at paintball parks nationwide. And by partnering up with like-minded, safety-conscious paintball fields in thriving markets across the nation, we've ensured there's always a field close to home. These tickets, which can be purchased in bulk, are designed to fit the needs of every skill level, from casual observers to weekend warriors. This adrenaline-inducing sport is perfect for birthday parties, corporate team building, or a casual outing with friends. Make the right choice for your wallet. Get in on the fastest-growing action sport with this deal from Paintball Tickets by going to sportsecon101.com and clicking on the Play Paintball button.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio live from the City by the Bay takes it to the East Coast, folks. Miami, Florida. I'm talking about the Grace Charles A of Plays by JAY.com. Charlie, long time no talk. How's life treating you? Charles, how's life treating you?
Hello.
What's up, Charlie? How's life treating you, buddy?
How are you? What's going on?
All right. Talk to me. March Madness. Why should I be mad? Why is there madness in March? I'm not a big basketball fan. Tell me why I should be.
Well, if you're not a basketball fan, then maybe you shouldn't be.
No, I mean a big college basketball fan. I'm a big NBA fan, but not the college kid because I don't know a lot of the college players. But, you know, go on.
Well, I think this has become a social event with a lot of people filling out brackets, having parties, watching. There's so much action going on at once. It goes on, you know, for example, the first day and the second day, Thursday and Friday, it goes all day, essentially. So there's upsets. There's teams from all over the country. There is the sense that anyone could win or that you could get that Cinderella team that could rise up and surprise people and come out of nowhere that people haven't heard of maybe before. we've had it in the past. You know, we've had the Davids beating the Goliaths, and so I think they have emphasized that overall storyline in the NCAA tournament, and it's been very, very successful. I mean, there have been, you know, watermarks for turning points in the history of March Madness that have made it explode. Namely, the Bird versus Magic showdown, which was 78 or 79, I believe. It drew a huge audience. So, you know, that doesn't necessarily explain why you should be crazy about March Madness, but it explains why a lot of the country is.
Okay. You know, I know at Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, the place is packed. I mean, from when they open at 10 a.m. to when they close during March, it's just absolutely mad over there. It really is March Madness, and Ricky's revenues go through the roof. So you're talking about being a social thing. Ricky makes bank on March Madness.
Who makes it? Who makes money? What?
Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, man. That guy is packed.
Yeah. It's the second highest. It's the second highest in betting revenue behind the Super Bowl in the United States is the NCAA tournament. And, of course, you have the other tournaments, too. There are actually four postseason tournaments playing at once. So almost half, yeah, they say over 40% of the teams in the country are in the postseason.
So how do we end up at a Final 16?
How do you wind up with it?
So how do we end up with a Final 16 if we're going with this? I mean, we get down to the Final 16. That's basically what it boils down to, right? The Final 16 teams go off for all the marbles?
Well, actually, we start with a field of 68 in the actual NCAA tournament. Four teams have to play into the 64-team main draw. And we whittled it down to 32 as of Friday. And as of end of business tomorrow, we will be down to 16.
Interesting. Okay. What's your pick? I mean, I you're a betting guy, so do you bet on a bunch of teams? And what do you do as far as March Madness is concerned? Do you bet individual games? Do you bet teams to win the series? I mean, what do you do?
I don't like to really engage. I filled out a bracket. I was in competition with somebody this year. I don't necessarily emphasize that a lot. Myself, I think a lot of people, that's all they do. I'm involved with the individual games more than the futures, more than the brackets, more than any of that stuff. So we're really scrambling around in a week like this. And as I'll be up all night analyzing some of the matchups for Sunday. And then tomorrow we start looking ahead at the Sweet 16 matchups. I mean, it just doesn't stop, and you don't know who's playing who until, you know, one of the rounds of play is finished. But it's a difficult thing to do, especially if you are looking at some games involving colleges that might not have been on the radar during the season. And when I say that, I mean not just the NCAA tournament. I'm talking about the NIT, the CBI, and the CIT. There are some very obscure teams in there. And in the past, I've had to engage in competitions where I've been involved with looking at teams like Quinnipiac or Houston Baptist or Grand Canyon, you know, I mean, teams that you would never pay attention to during the season, but you have to somehow do some kind of evaluation on them.
Okay. What about the NCAA is admitting to blowing a call in the Gonzaga Northwestern game? Did it play a role in the game's final outcome?
No, it won't play a role in the game's final outcome. There'll be an apology, and nobody will get their money refunded, and nothing will happen along those lines. And by the way, just to introduce you a little to the college basketball culture, it is Gonzaga, just like it is Nevada and not Nevada.
Gonzaga.
That's the Nevada and Gonzaga, which is, by the way, I believe Bing Crosby's alma mater, as well as John Stockton.
Okay. They are the number one ranked team in the country. Do they deserve to be?
Does who deserve to be?
Gonzaga.
Well, they were number one in the country when they were undefeated, and they lost to BYU. And did they deserve to be? Well, I mean, look, and Villanova, by the way, I should mention to your audience, in case they don't know it already, which is the defending national champs, and went into the game number one today, lost to Wisconsin. Gonzaga is the number two team in the country at the moment. Hey, they deserve to be there. They deserve to be a number one seed. They have a good shot at the Final Four. They're in a weak conference, yes, but they've beaten good teams out of the conference. They've beaten Arizona. They've beaten Iowa State. I mean, they have some good wins on their ledger, and these are very, very credible wins, and they're very, very talented on both ends of the floor. They beat St. Mary's, a team that gave Arizona a really good game tonight. Beat them three times by double digits. Gonzaga beat Florida, which also beat Virginia tonight by about 30 points. So, I mean, yeah, they've got a lot of credibility.
Is there any talent that's standing out thus far that would be considered an NBA franchise as a rookie?
Is there any talent
out there right now that would be considered like a franchise player if he was signed as a rookie? I mean, are you seeing anybody like the next Michael Jordan, anybody really flashy?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because Lonzo Ball is the guy that a lot of people are talking about now. He's a point guard at UCLA. He's a freshman. He was Mr. Basketball in California last year, and his dad is his greatest promoter. I mean, his dad is going around telling people he's better than LeBron James, better than Michael Jordan, and that he should command a record contract as a rookie. Ball could be the number one pick in the NBA draft when he comes back. I don't think that's a guarantee. Maybe he'll enhance his value if he takes UCLA to the Final Four, but he is a great talent. He would probably be right up there in terms of the players that are in this tournament. He might be the best player that is in the tournament currently.
Okay, so out of this final 16, now give me your top four teams off the top of your head.
Well, off the top of my head, well, let me get my bracket out. How's that? I don't know if I'm going to give you the way I filled out my bracket because it was kind of mindless and thoughtless the way I did that. But, I mean, I did mention Gonzaga, and I know I had Gonzaga go. Let's see who I had going to the Final Four. Well, actually, in a surprise, I had Michigan State going to the Final Four, and that was like my long shot. That's the bracket buster, the one where you can win, you know, your competition if they go. And they won against Miami. The other night, they get to play Kansas. UCLA was another team going to the Final Four, Gonzaga and Duke. Those are my Final Four teams. They're still alive, and I had UCLA winning it in the end. Now, don't hold me to it. It's not the most important thing in the world to me, but this is what I submitted.
Interesting. So are you making money? Have you made some money on this on college basketball thus far this year? I mean, are you rolling positive?
Well, I won't make any money through this bracket thing, but we do document ourselves. We're at a sports book called Betting Sports. I am placing a wager on every game in the NCAA tournament, and after the first 3 days of competition, I am slightly ahead, which is a good sign because as the tournament progresses, things get a little easier because the more obscure teams, the ones that we may not have as good a read on, you know, kind of get gradually eliminated.
Give us that website you're working with again, Charles.
I'm sorry?
Give us that website you're working with again.
It's bettingsports.eu. That's one of the better places out there. It's very dependable. They have live betting, which is great because you can actually bet during the – I bet you didn't know that. You can actually bet while the game is in progress.
Wow.
As a news item I'll mention that to you, not as advertisement, but as a news item. Yeah, so in other words, with each possession of the ball and with each break in the action, there's new odds that come out, and it's very exciting. If you got a lot of games lined up, it's kind of like doing a video game.
Okay. Switching gears, boxing tonight. Pay-per-view, of course, from the Garden, Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden. Gennady Golovkin edged Danny Jacobs in a 12-round fight. Did Golovkin win that fight on your card?
I thought Jacobs did enough to win. I mean, I thought that after he got knocked down, that was a critical point. And he was, I don't think his feet were situated the right way. But when he got up and Golovkin gave him the opportunity to gain some confidence, I thought that Jacobs controlled things. And I thought he exposed some things. I always thought that a boxer, a really good boxer, could beat Golovkin. But he had this guy sleepwalking. Now, Golovkin may have outworked him in some of those rounds, and some of those rounds were pretty close to call. So, I mean, it's not as if I'm calling it highway robbery, but I thought Jacobs did enough to win. I thought he controlled him. I thought he did a great job boxing him, and I don't think Golovkin looked particularly good. Now, in the other fight, I thought Gonzalez won. And the reason I thought Gonzalez won, and that's a shame that he lost, was that even though the action was pretty fast and furious, I think the other guy was not hitting him clean while he was getting a lot more clean shots in. And so it was, again, another fight that's tough to score, but I would have given Gonzalez the edge in that one.
That Thai guy's got the biggest balls in boxing, though.
Well, he does. He was very active, you know, and he continued to throw. Both of these guys continued to throw punches. I mean, it was pretty amazing when you look at it. I thought that maybe the judges were a bit swayed by the cut, and it was. I mean, I think both guys got cut, but I mean, the cut was worse on Gonzalez's or on the corner of Gonzalez's eye, and it might have given the impression that he was more desperate than he was, but. Listen, both guys are relentless. I just thought Gonzalez landed more punches. What did you think of Jacobs in terms of his ability to control Golovkin and control the pace of that fight? We know he went in as the bigger guy. He didn't obey the rules and all the rest of that. So I don't know if anybody wants to put an asterisk on that, but I thought it was quite a performance on his part.
114-113 for the kid that beat cancer. I'll talk about Danny Jacobs winning. Charlie, all the best. We'll talk next week, I hope, on a more regular basis. You have a great week. March Madness, you're off and running. Best of luck. Give us that website one more time.
Oh, go to betonesports.eu.
Wonderful. The great Charles Day, folks. Of course, a stellar performance as always here on the Esports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I am the Taco Man. One short segment to go. I'll wrap things up here, of course, on Sports Byline. You can shoot me a text. I may go through the text before I get out of here. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Sports Byline, live from San Francisco.
That is the question. It just takes a street degree. You've lied your last lie, and I've cried my last cry. I'm out the door, babe. There's other fish in the sea.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Every World Baseball Classic is off and rocking, of course, and the U.S. has moved into the semifinals where they come from behind win to defeat the Dominican Republic. Man, those guys from Dominican, they can play their ball, can't they? Remember that broadcast, can't remember his name right now, but he got in trouble. I was working with him over at KNBR about 15 years ago, but he got in trouble for saying that Dominicans hit anything coming to hit it, will swing at anything to get off the island. And the Alou brothers got all upset in this man. Of course, he was sort of like fired. Then he sued them and KNBR and came back. Anyway, the bottom line is the World Baseball Classic is off and running. The U.S. was a 6-3 winner over the Dominican Republic today. Of course, it moves them into the finals, semifinals. So well, that's off and rocking. Of course, Major League Baseball, they're already down there in spring training for the most part. Most of the guys. Johnny Cueto. Probably not going to play in this series. Probably not going to play in this series. And you can't blame him. He's getting paid millions and millions of dollars to play for the Giants. I wanted to worry. If he's going to hurt his arm, hurt it playing for the Giants, not playing in some classic World Series. Bottom line is, it ain't the classic World Series. The only World Series that counts is in October. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. On behalf of my producer, I'm talking about the great Scott Cuddy. And my co-host, Zach Attack Young, who's taking the week off. I thank you so much for allowing me to spend some time with you, a couple hours each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. each time, live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Until next time, peace, love, and respect yourself. This is the Taco Man, live from San Francisco.